Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time it is that you inky savages are joining me for episode number 190 of the Penboy Roy Pentertainment Podcast. I am excited to be here. However, there's just some updates in terms of what's happening here at the Pentertainment Podcast. Tom, the odd oink, our good friend, is not going to be able to join us moving forward due to scheduling conflicts. Really, it's my fault because, you know, he's got a busy life. He's got his kids' sports. He's got work. He's got an ink journal. And it's just too tough for him to keep up with my constantly changing schedule and my constant moving around constantly. I use constant a lot. But that is really what's going on. You know, he's still doing his gold spot stuff, his ink journal stuff, and he's doing very well, and everything is cool. I don't want anyone to think, for anybody who loves drama out there, there's no drama. He's just not going to be able to be on the show, which is really sad, but it is what it is. But we're going to keep on rolling. Well, I'm going to keep on rolling. So I'm going to just try this like I did back in the day when I started doing this solo. So you're just going to have to listen to my droning voice going on and on and on, drilling through your head, and hopefully you can tolerate it. I do want to talk about a topic today, and the topic that I want to talk about today is brand loyalty that we see in the industry, as well as retailer loyalty, right? So what does that mean? I'll explain after the intro, but first, I have to talk to you about, our sponsors, starting with our good friends over at Gold Spot Pens. Please make sure you use the affiliate link in the description below when you go to buy pens, inks, paper, anything pen or stationery related. Click on the affiliate link in the description and make sure to use our new coupon code STEAMBOAT, 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 one word, at checkout for an additional savings on all products on the Gold Spot website, with some exclusions applying, and please make sure you use that affiliate link. Now, why Steamboat, you ask? Glad you asked. Good question. The reason why is because, as of recently, the old cartoon character known as Steamboat Willie, who later evolved into Mickey Mouse, has lost its copyright, which means everybody can use Steamboat on products. And Banu, being who they are and always being a step ahead, decided to make a new pen with Steamboat Willie on it. And this pen is called the Steamboat Master from Banu Pen, in celebration of the timeless character beloved by generations, brought to life in stunning detail. It is stunning. It's really cool. Through the skilled craftsmanship of Banu's master artisans, Steamboat Master Pen is made from a light gray material to convey the black and white cartoon the character first appeared on in the silver screen. Now, whether you're a collector of all things silver screen or simply someone who appreciates the beauty of fine writing instruments, like everyone listening or watching, the Steamboat Master Fountain Pen from Banu Pens is sure to captivate your imagination. I really like the design because the way they do it is it looks very vintagey. In terms of the art, it's really good artwork. I couldn't have done better myself. So make sure you check out the Steamboat Master Fountain Pen from Banu at your favorite retailers. And speaking of favorite retailers, don't forget, like I said earlier, click on the affiliate link in the description below to make your purchase of the Banu pen to get an additional savings on all the products, with some exclusions applying, yada, yada, yada. Now, also, there's some other cool news that I want to share with you. The new Girolgio cases. These things are really nice leather cases. And there's a GirolgioMade.com website, and it's live. Visit the new Girolgio website to get some of the best pen cases in the industry, trusted by many industry professionals as their choice when traveling to pen shows and events. Visit GirolgioMade.com and experience the new Girolgio shopping experience. Now, what's really cool is I also have an affiliate link for that, and you can get 10% off all the Girolgio pen cases. That link is also in the description below. So make sure you check those out. Oh, there's so many other cool pens that are coming out. So there's another one launching April 7th from Banu, And this bad boy is a collection that was inspired by the shape of the interstellar asteroid. Oh, gee, I'm not going to be able to read this. O-U-M-U-A-M-U-A. See, if Tom were here, he'd be able to pronounce that. I can't pronounce it, so you're going to have to just bear with it. I'm an idiot. I never claimed to be smart. So it's inspired by that asteroid. And the numerous social media comments suggesting that the asteroid has a Bennu-like vibe. I didn't know that. Featuring seven unique designs, each named after a famous asteroid with edgy shapes and uneven facets, these pens are their own interpretation of asteroids, proving that even interstellar objects can be flamboyant and colorful if designed by Bennu. This pen launches April 7th, and the MSRP is $175. You know what's really cool? These colors, they're sparkly, they're classic sparkly, but then there's these chatoyant areas, and then there's these translucent areas in the grip section, the thread assembly, and the collar. Really beautiful. So the other read that's also included is the Rainforest Pen. Buy the Rainforest Pen, for the love of God. Buy the Rainforest Pen at luxurybrands.com, please. I'm going to include that link also. It's luxurybrands.com/product/retro51. But that Rainforest Pen can only be purchased on Luxury Brands, whereas the other products mentioned can be purchased at Gold Spot using coupon code STEAMBOAT for an additional savings on all products, most of the products, on the Gold Spot website. So, on to the topic of discussion, but before we get started, I want to give you guys a quick disclaimer. This podcast is not scripted and therefore will contain potty mouth words. Mostly from me. Only me. It's just me. Anyway, be forewarned. You have been warned. Now, on to the podcast.
The Pet Boy Roy Entertainment Podcast. Stay
savage. Okay, so like I said, Tom's not going to be with us. It's a very sad occurrence for the Pentertainment Podcast, but I have to respect his reasoning. It's his life and everything that gets in the way. Well, actually, the podcast gets in the way of everything in his life, and my schedule doesn't help, so the inconsistencies make it really tough on him. So, at least we can still see him on Ink Journal and on the Gold Spot videos that he posts every day, almost every day. They're funny. His personality on the show is definitely unique and irreplaceable, and I can't think of another adjective to describe it, but he was awesome. So I wish things were different, but they're not. That's life. It is what it is. Who knows if I can carry this show by myself. I'm going to keep trying, though. It might not be every single week like clockwork, though, due to my own schedule. So for those of you tuning in, sorry, life gets in the way. Anyway, I wanted to talk about brand loyalty. I wanted to talk about retailer loyalty. And what does that mean? So I experienced this when it came to my youth, even. For example, I got into arguments and spats and fights with friends and close friends, people that I went to school with, people I worked closely with, over stupid brand loyalties, right? And I never really applied that to fountain pens and our community, retailers, etc. But what I'm talking about when it comes to brand loyalty is, and I'm going to give you an example, an easy example that I can relate to very easily. When I was a kid, I was a big Xbox guy, right? I liked playing Xbox games. I thought Halo was the best. I thought they made the best console for video games out there. And even though I got all the other systems, game consoles that were out, like the Nintendo and the PlayStation, I was really more a proponent of Xbox. And my best friend, Mike, he was always a PlayStation guy. I was always about the Xbox games, and he was always about the PlayStation games. And we always argued about which one was better. And it wasn't just us. if you went online and you watched or read forums and, you know, nerd places where people talk about video games, there's always a fight between Xbox people and PlayStation people. Now, in the current generation, PlayStation is dominating between the battle between Xbox and PlayStation, and Nintendo is just outselling all of them, but they're not really competing. Nintendo's not really competing against Sony or Microsoft. But what ended up happening was, the arguments between me and my buddy became so much to the point where even if there was a game that was better and exclusive to Sony on PlayStation, I wouldn't go for it. I wouldn't even be open to the idea that it was good because I was loyal to Xbox. And I always wondered, now as an adult, as somebody who's in his mid-40s, why? What is the point of being so brand loyal? What's the point of liking a brand, which is fine, but then deciding to be loyal to that brand? Because for sure, without a question of a doubt, that brand has absolutely zero loyalty to you. Not saying that they're bad people, they don't know who you are and they don't care about you. They just care that you're spending money and buying their product. So obviously, if there's an issue, they'll warranty it, their customer service, yada, yada, yada is there. And people will look at that and be like, oh, that's awesome. They're great. We love them. But people are so loyal to brands. And now as an adult, I don't understand why. I don't get it. I don't get why there's this fervent loyalty to a big company that does nothing for you but sell you a product. They're doing their job and they're making money off of you. And this happens in the fountain pen industry, I think. Maybe not so much. I'm not sure. And that's why I wanted to talk about it with you guys, because I wonder, do you have a brand that you are specifically loyal to when it comes to fountain pens, right? I think in the fountain pen industry, it's not as prominent, right? Because so many people will buy an Esterbrook pen, and then they'll buy a competitor, like a Benu pen, or they'll buy a Conklin pen. They'll buy anything, regardless of the name brand. But where I think it does apply more is when it comes to kind of like the copycats, right? For example, Tom did a video some time ago on Leonardo pens. And the Leonardo pens have a copycat that's made in China. Now, the Chinese copycat in this particular case was not nearly as good as the Leonardo. And he breaks it down really well for you. It's really specific. They just make a pen that looks like it. In this case, there are people who are brand loyal to Leonardo and they won't betray the brand Leonardo by buying that pen in place of a Leonardo pen. Would they buy it in addition to a Leonardo pen? Maybe. I'm sure there are people out there that will do that. But I think that in the fountain pen community, there is no parallel when it comes to brand loyalty the way there was a parallel with us nerd gamers who play only on Xbox or play only on PlayStation, etc. So there's another scenario that I also was considering is Conklin pens. Are there people out there who are loyal to Conklin pens in that same situation, right? So you have, for example, I have this pen here. This is a wood pen by Conklin. Now, Conklin came out with these wood pens and they were gorgeous. But what existed prior to Conklin coming out with this, or maybe it was at the same time, I can't remember. That's why I wish Tom were here, because if he were, he would like know the dates and everything like that. The Conklin All-American is a cigar-shaped fountain pen, like this one here. Very beautiful wood. You can take a look at it if you're watching. If you're not, it's, like I said, it has a Conklin clip. It's a tension fix clip. It has a Yovo number 6 size nib. This one in particular is black. The section is made of heavy metal, so the metal is heavier. There's also a Jinhao version of this pen. It looks identical. The only difference would be the section is not as beefy as the section in the Conklin pen. And the nib is the Jinhao in-house made nibs that I think we all know what Jinhao looks like. It has a little cart wagon with the horsies and stuff like that. But other than that and the clip not saying Conklin, they are identical. You put them next to each other and give them both to somebody who doesn't know the difference, they wouldn't know the difference. They certainly wouldn't. They would take both pens and think they're the same thing until they examine it like someone performing an autopsy. They wouldn't know the difference. We know the difference. And the difference start with the fact that the Conklin pen is $76 if they haven't raised the prices. The Jinhao pen is closer to $15 to $20, and you can get it on Amazon. I don't know how I feel about this. I've done a video about it before. I'm not crazy about the idea that there is an identical clone of a Conklin pen. Now, in the red corner, we have Conklin, and they offer a lifetime warranty. And it's almost certainly unconditional, right? Anything goes wrong with that pen, you send it back to them, and they replace it, or they fix it, or they do whatever they have to do to make it right. And in the blue corner, you have Jinhao. Jinhao costs $15, and if something ever goes wrong with it, you're asked out. But it was only $15, and if anything went wrong with it within 30 days of you buying it from Amazon, guess what? You can just return it. So there's pros and cons of both. I'm not sure how much brand loyalty is out there in this regard. How do you guys feel about that, right? Would you rather go with the Jinhao and roll the dice with $15, or would you rather spend another $50, $60 and go with the Conklin for the brand name? How much does the brand name mean to you? How much does that hold in weight for you? How is it that someone would decide to go with the Conklin over the Jinhao? I'll tell you what I would do. I personally would go with the Conklin. And I'm influenced by a number of factors, and it's not just the pen. It has more to do with my emotional attachment to the people who are involved with Conklin and Yafa Brands. I personally know the owner of Yafa. We've interviewed him on the show. I know the VP. I know the CFO. I know a lot of people over at Yafa. So they're an American company, and I do love those guys. I would support their business, but that's my reasoning. What's yours? I'm just curious. I wouldn't mind if you guys put in the comments below what you think about this. Do I think that the pens and the quality are any different? Yes. I find that when it comes to the Conklin All-American, there's a lot more quality control that goes into it. And with the Jinhao pens, there's not as much quality control. And it's strange that I say that because from everything I've seen and experienced, when it comes to the writing experience of the Conklin pens versus the Jinhao pens, I think that because Conklin and Yafa Brands uses the Yovo number 6 size nib, you have a slightly better experience. It's slightly better, and there are nuances that a lot of people may not care about. With the Jinhao pens, they write. They do their job. They're not as pleasant sometimes. Maybe slightly misaligned, but you can just fix that on your own. Not that you should, but you could actually fix it on your own just by putting a little more pressure on one side. But for the most part, they write and they do their job. Conklin pens, a lot of people are hit or miss on the Conklin pens or the Monteverdi or the Yafa brand. They're the Yafa-owned brands. For anybody who doesn't know, Yafa is the owners of Conklin and Monteverde. I also think that when it comes to the Conklin pens, they might very well be made in the same factory. I can't confirm or deny, and I don't have anybody out there telling me that it's the same factory. I also don't have them telling me it's not the same factory. But in the end, I might be the sucker. I might be the guy who's buying the same pen marked up because I have an emotional attachment to the people who own the company and because of the name brand. But I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one guilty of it. You know you are too. You go into CVS and you're looking for Tylenol, a lot of people, and people like me, will buy the Tylenol brand, even though the CVS brand is a few bucks cheaper. And on the ingredients label, it says acetaminophen, the same as it does on the Tylenol. People think, oh, there's got to be different fillers. There got to be something else. Maybe there is. Who knows? We don't know the little ingredients differences or the fillers they put in those pills. But I personally think that there is a difference between brand name medication versus generic medication. This might be a terrible parallel. And like I said, I never claim to be smart. But I'm the guy who goes for the brand name. I'm the guy who likes the brand name. And I'm also the guy who gets disappointed by brand names when I buy something or spend extra money on it and find out that it has a flaw. Right? So it happened to me recently. Since I was a kid, being a huge fan of GoldenEye 007 on N64, back when N64 was around in the 90s, I'm getting old. I always wanted, and my favorite movie at that point in time in my life, my overall favorite movie in life is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Clint Eastwood. But in the 90s, because of the N64 game, or maybe it was because of the movie, GoldenEye 007 was one of my favorite movies, and the game was one of my favorite games. I always wanted a Walther PPK. I'm going to say it right. Walther. I don't know how to speak German. The Walther PPK. It's a small stainless steel pistol that James Bond carried around. That was my grail gun. And I finally got it, and I shot it at the range the other day and found that I'm getting light primer strikes and off-center primer strikes too, which is really odd. They're center fire cartridges, and they're called center fire for a reason. But they were off-center. And for anybody who doesn't know, a light primer strike is when you have a round loaded in the chamber, you pull the trigger, click, no bang. You take a look at the round, and there is a strike mark on the primer of the cartridge. In this case, it was a 380 ACP, but it didn't go off. I don't know why that happened. It was really disappointing, but I'm still happy that I have it because I just wanted it because of what it is. It's a dated weapon. It hasn't changed much since 1930, but because of James Bond, because of the name, because of how it looks, I just wanted it. And I spent the money to buy it, and I finally got it, and I was thrilled. I was happy. It's my grail gun. So all this to say, brand name makes a big difference. If a generic version came out and it looked exactly like the Walther PPK, I don't know if I bought that, I would be happy, even if it was cheaper. There is something out there. It's called the Burst of Thunder. It looks just like the Walther PPK. But I wouldn't have been happy with that pistol than I am with the Walther PPK. So I do spend the extra money on a brand name. It's why I own a Montblanc calligraphy fountain pen, even though I have a Scribo Flex feel, and the Scribo writes a lot better. But the thing is, I'm happy that I have the Montblanc because it's a Montblanc. As a matter of fact, I feel like the Walther PPK is the Montblanc of firearms because it pulls such a huge price tag just because of its name, and that's it. So when it comes to brand loyalty, I'm guilty of it. I do have loyalties to brands over generic versions, but in the case of how me and my buddy, my childhood friend Mike, would always fight about PlayStation versus Xbox, I definitely don't have a loyalty to one brand when it comes to fountain pens. I am across the board with fountain pens. I'm loyal to every single one of them. Definitely, if I'm at work and I don't have a fountain pen, or I'm on the way to work and I realize I didn't bring a pen with me, a fountain pen, and there's not a fountain pen at work, I'll turn around. I'll go home. I'll go get it and be late for work. It is what it is. I got to do what I got to do. I just can't write with a ballpoint pen. It is what it is. But I've been writing a lot with the Monteverde these days. I just really enjoy the Monteverde Innova. This one is a weaved carbon fiber pen, and it's in whatever this is color is called, anodized black or gunmetal black. It's really cool. Has a, again, Yovo number 6 stainless steel. It's cartridge converter filled. And it's tough as nails. This pen has been dropped. It's been kicked. It's been through the ringer. And it's holding up. That's important to me these days. What I like about it is everything is metal on this pen. And there was a viewer and one of my followers in the past, he found that when he capped the pen and then uncapped it, it caused the end finial to break. So he got it fixed. Me, that was like enough for me to be like, ugh, I don't know if I'm going to keep using the rose gold one because that one is resin and the back end breaks off. And I was just worried about it breaking. But this one resolves that issue. I really do enjoy this pen. For me, it wrote beautifully out of the box. It's the Monteverde Innova. I don't know if these are still around. This might have been a limited edition, but this one is worth its weight. I like it a lot. I've been using this one a lot, signing stuff. And since it's mostly metal, it's all metal, it's really durable. So I really do enjoy this pen, the Monteverde Innova. And it has this cool weaving of metal. Very cool. I definitely like this pen a whole lot. Now, going back to what I wanted to talk about before, we talked about brand loyalty. Retailer loyalty. This one is a tough one because with retail loyalty, you're dealing more with the retail. Retailer. You're dealing more with people, right? And I know that there's a lot of people out there in the fountain pen industry, not just the fountain pen industry, every industry. They're very loyal to a retailer because, and I understand it too, because maybe that retailer offers you more in terms of education or service or knowledge, or they're just very friendly, or they do the right thing for you. And when you go in there to buy something, they don't make you wait, right? So this one, I think, is definitely more applicable to the fountain pen industry, right? And what I mean is, are there people out there who buy pens exclusively from one retailer over another? Now, Gold Spot Pens is a sponsor, and you know they have the affiliate link that helps me out. And you know, my good friend Tom works there. Sal and Kieran are good friends of mine, that and they own the place. Do I buy everything from Gold Spot? No. Do I buy from everything from Just Goulet Pens? No. Or my former sponsor on the podcast before Tom got involved, the good old fashioned Ron from Pen Chalet? No. I don't really feel a loyalty to retailers, and I might be exempt from that feeling of loyalty to a retailer because I know them all. I talk to them all. And we all worked together at some point. So I feel like I don't have to be. But absent that, I've experienced recently guilt for buying something from one retailer over another, not fountain pen related. Right? So, you know, go to a store and I make a large purchase at one store. And the owner working there talks to me, gives me information, answers all my questions, treats me like I'm his favorite customer, even though I'm definitely not. So I feel like the next time I have to buy something, I definitely have to go back to that same store. Not that I want to go back to that same store, because another store might have a different availability of products that maybe the first store didn't have. So I end up at the second store. And they're great in a different way. Now I buy it from them. But then as I'm buying it, I feel this guilt that I didn't buy it from the first place and almost feel like I have to keep it a secret. Is that just me? I honestly feel like it's not. It can't be just me. There's got to be people out there who feel somewhat the same way, right? I've seen on forums, on Facebook, it's the Goulet Pens Forum, or group or club, whatever it is, and people talk about pens and their purchases. And I've seen in the comments, people comment, oh, I bought this pen, unfortunately not from Goulet, and it's this pen, yada, yada, yada. And I see that often. And I also see, to Goulet's credit, I see his wife, Rachel Goulet, comment in that same thread, they support every retailer, that you don't have to just buy from them. Of course, they love it when you buy from them, but there's other retailers that have other products that you should be open to. And I think that's great. I think that's an excellent way of handling that kind of comment. Not that the commenter said anything wrong. The commenter experienced the same thing I experienced from buying products from one store versus another. In my case, it wasn't Pence. But they're large purchases, so I honestly did feel very guilty for not purchasing at the first store, and I went to the second store instead. I know I'm saying store, it's kind of generic, but I feel like it's not relevant to the discussion. But I actually honestly felt guilty, and I think people feel guilty when they watch a whole bunch of videos that Tom puts out for Gold Spot, but then buys it at Pen Chalet or Atlas Stationers, or vice versa. They watch a lot of content from Atlas Stationers, and then they buy it from Gold Spot, and there's a speck of guilt that person sits with because they didn't buy it from the provider of the content that helped them make the informed decision. I wonder if people who do that, because I'm guilty of it, are they wrong for doing that? And I don't know what the answer is. I honestly think that maybe you are and you're not, right? Like if you're consuming content from a retailer and they're providing you information to help you make an informed decision, don't they deserve that sale? Or is that content just solely on them? They put it out, they chose to do it. Whether you buy from them or not is not on you. I don't know what the answer is. It's something that I think requires a discussion. And I think what's going to end up happening is some people are going to say, yeah, buy wherever you want. It's your money. They'd be right. And then on the other hand, some people would say, no, if you're making an informed decision based on that content creator's information, you should buy from their store. And I think they're right too. But if you had to stick to one answer, which answer would that be? I don't know what it is. I honestly don't. I remember back in 2017 and 2018, I think 2017, the end of 2017, early 2018, before I got into the whole social media, YouTubing and all that stuff, I remember that feeling of watching something on Goulet Pens, going on the Goulet Pen website, looking for it, seeing it's out of stock, then searching somewhere else and finding it and then buying it there, and then feeling guilty about it. I think that's just part of who I am. I definitely think it's normal for me. I wonder if it's normal for you guys. Is it something that you guys contend and deal with, right? Because on one hand, it's your money. You should spend it wherever it is that you can get the better deal. You should spend it wherever it is that you can find it. But at the same time, would you have came to that decision had it not been for the other guy's video? Right, so like Tom puts out all these videos, and a lot of them are entertaining and at the same time educational. And Brian Goulet puts out all these videos that are widely viewed, and they're incredibly entertaining, and they're also very educational. What do you do if you don't, like, what do you do? How do you decide where to buy it? Is it worth it to buy it because maybe one retailer has it for free shipping, even though you consumed a different retailer's content? Who knows? I don't know. I don't think there's a wrong answer, and I don't think any decision that you come up with is wrong. But I kind of am just looking for some sort of, I guess, like affirmation of how I am. Because I can justify my decision one way or another, but for some reason, at the end of the day, I don't feel good about it. So I might watch a video and then buy it at a different website because it's $4 cheaper. I don't know. Does that make me a bad person? Does that make you a bad person? I'm not sure. But when it comes to retailer loyalty, I definitely think retailer loyalty is a more complex of an issue, personal issue, than brand loyalty, because the brand doesn't ever do anything for you except for provide you with the products and then take your money, right? The retailer, on the other hand, communicates with you, gives you information, talks to you. If you have a problem, they fix it and they make it right. They do things to make, even if it's at a cost, right? So you have a bad experience, they'll comp you, they'll send you another pen, they'll give you the free shipping, they'll do whatever it takes so that you're happy. The brand doesn't do that, right? Because they don't deal with the end user. I know when it comes to like luxury brands of America, if there's an issue with a retailer, like for example, you buy a Banu pen and you have a real shit show of a Banu pen for some odd reason, and you reach out to Goldspot will reach out to luxury brands, and luxury brands will be really engaged in fixing it, whatever they got to do. If they have to ship it directly to you, or if they just fix it with Goldspot, whatever it is, they'll make it right. Bryce is also out there now. He's the son of the guy who owns luxury brands, and he's getting out there with his content on social media and whatnot, and he's engaging more. And I like seeing that, because a lot of times these brands go through a distributor, and that distributor goes to the retailer. You never hear about the distributor, and you never really hear about the brand. You don't actually see the brand at a lot of pen shows. You don't see the distributors as much as you see the retailers. But guys like Luxury Brands and Kenro Industries, for sure, Kenro Industries puts on like a theatrical show of a table whenever they show up anywhere. They're engaged with people, and I think that has a lot to do with the success of their brands, right? Like Kenro Industries, they get involved with everything. They want their hands in the cookie jar. They show up and they put on a show. They create events, and they really do engage. So when it comes to Esterbrook, people associate the people behind Esterbrook with Esterbrook. People know the names of the people and faces behind the brand. And Luxury Brands does the same thing. I think it's really cool. Yaffa Brands also, they're always at the Conklin tables and the Monteverdi tables and all the products that they distribute. And I think it's really cool. So when there's that aspect, then brand loyalty starts to kick in, but it just doesn't have as strong or as much of a pull on people than it does when it comes to retailer loyalty. And like I said, in the fountain pen industry, the retailer loyalty, to me, it's not as a burden. But when it comes to other stuff, like where I purchase, you know, firearms and ammunition, stuff like that, yeah, I feel bad buying from one retailer over another. And then I end up, sometimes it influences whether I'm going to buy something or not. Maybe I want to go shoot some steel at the range, and maybe I don't. But maybe, even though I don't, I decide to go just so I can balance out who I bought my ammo from. And I'll think to myself, well, I didn't go to this guy. I went to this guy three times. I only went to this guy once. I'm going to go buy ammo from him. And then I guess I'll go to the range and shoot. So retailer loyalty to me is way more complex. I'm curious to know what you guys think about it. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing about it, because when it comes to this, and when the feeling of guilt starts to seep in, even if it's a little weeny bit, shit, man, it bugs me. I'm curious to know what you guys think. So please write in to pentertainmentpodcast@gmail.com and give me your feedback. I read all the comments. May not always have time to respond, but I definitely do appreciate it. And leave a comment if you're watching this on the YouTube channel. Leave a comment in the description below. I'm just really curious to know how you guys feel about it. But it's about time for me to wrap it up. I hope that you guys found this interesting. I hope you guys miss our good friend, Mr. Odd Oink. And please make sure you throw him a line. Wish him the best. You'll see him on the Goldspot channel. Make sure you check out his business, the Ink Journal. He never talked about it that much on this show. I don't know why. But he has a brand called Ink Journal. And as you guys know, or may or may not know, it's ink flight boxes. It's like a Happy Meal of ink that you subscribe to. And every month you get it in the mailbox and stuff like that. It's really cool. So check him out. And also don't forget to check out my affiliate link in the description below for Geologio and for Goldspot. And use coupon code STEAMBOAT at the Goldspot affiliate link checkout so you can save yourself some extra money. This was fun. Thanks again for joining me. Love you guys. Be well. Be safe.